In the Gospel reading today, as our Lord is speaking to St. Peter at Caesarea Philippi, he says to Peter that to you I will give the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now that sounds to us like he's given Peter an awful lot of power. But as we recognize in the first reading, St. Peter didn't see it that way at all. And he understood it the way it's supposed to be. He tells the presbyters, the elders, that as a fellow presbyter, that they are to serve the people, that they are to be an example to the people. He realized that far more than saying something about whatever power Peter has, which obviously, being given the keys, there is great power, but it's not given for power. It's given for service. And that Peter understood that this meant that he first had to conform himself to Christ. And that's what he's telling the other presbyters that they have to do. That they have to be an example to the flock. That they have to be willing to lay down their life for the flock. That's the real power that is given. And that doesn't require any keys to do. In other words, those of you who are parents, you have that same obligation. Those of us who are priests have that same obligation. Those who are bishops have the same obligation. Obviously, only the Pope is the one with the keys. The keys signify the prime minister in the kingdom. If you want to look it up, it goes back to the 22nd chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. There you see the keys being taken from one man who is the prime minister and being given to another. It's an office of succession, just as the office of the papacy is, and it is the sign of authority. The prime minister literally means the first minister in the kingdom. So the king had his things to do. The prime minister literally ran the day-to-day life of the kingdom. And so the keys were the symbol of his office. Just as we can look today at somebody in the military and it's an officer, you look up on their shoulder and you can tell what rank they are. Well, back then, the prime minister wore a pair of keys right up on his shoulder because he was the one who had the authority to open any door or to lock any door, is what that implied. In other words, he could make laws and he could dispense from laws. He literally wore the king's signet ring. He could make laws and he could dispense from them. He had the king's authority. Jesus is the king. Peter is the prime minister. And every one of those who come after him, as I said, it is an office of succession. And so it is an office of great responsibility. The responsibility not so much about running the day-to-day life of the church, which is what he has to do, but the example, the responsibility to be an example to the people. So you look at the early years as we celebrate St. Telesphorus today. Remember, every single pope in the first several hundred years of the church was put to death. Every last one of them. They all knew if they were elected to that position that they were going to die in that position. So again, it comes down then to us to look at that and say, do I have the kind of love for our blessed Lord that I would be willing to die for those entrusted to my care? Am I willing to be that much of an example? Am I that conformed to Christ that I would be willing to do that? It's a total side point. St. Telesphorus is the only Carmelite ever to be a pope. He was a hermit on Mount Carmel and was somehow or another found out who he was and was made the pope back in the 130s. So it's a fascinating thing that here is a man who is focused on prayer. That's what his whole life was about. And now God calls him to head the whole church. But it was precisely that prayer, that seeking of union with Christ throughout his entire life, that then allowed him to be able to seek perfect union with Christ through his death, through becoming a martyr. He's buried right next to St. Peter, interestingly, down underneath St. Peter's Basilica. So just a little bit of history for us to be able to look at. And as we see some of the problems that go on in the church today and the weight that a pope would have to carry, we look back over the history and we see what those early popes had to live with as well, the care for the flock, but such care that not only would they be an example, but they had to be so conformed to Christ, they had to love our Lord so much and love the people so much, that in order to say yes to that election, that they would be willing to die, literally. So this was not a power position. This was not some glorious kind of thing that isn't this wonderful, look at me. No, they knew when they were elected what this was going to mean. They were willing to allow those keys to be put upon their shoulders, to take on the yoke of Christ, and to die for his sheep.